2, track 2, London lecture number 4, evening, 6th August, Hampstead Hall.
অহৈতুকি অপ্রতিহতা জয়াত্মাসু প্রসীদ। আত্মা মিন্স দিস বডি, আত্মা মিন্স দিস মাইন্ড, অ্যান্ড আত্মা মিন্স অলসো দিস সোল। সো জয়া আত্মা সম প্রসীদ, to satisfy the Atma. It means for satisfaction of the body, for satisfaction of the mind, and for satisfaction of the soul. We are situated in three status, common, just like you all ladies and gentlemen, you are covered by the third coat. Similarly, you as spirit soul is covered by two layers. The first layer is very subtle, mind, intelligence and ego. And the second layer is the five gross material elements: earth, water, air, fire, light. So, but all of them, in one sense, they are one. Because it is created on the basis of Atma. Just like our body, your body, my body, anyone's body, cat's body, dog's body, these bodies are developed on the basis of the spirit soul. After sexual intercourse of the man and the woman, there is an emulsification of the secretion, and they form into a material body just like the pea. And the Atma, the spirit soul, takes shelter within that pea. And therefore it develops. Gradually, in the embryo, it develops, then there are different holes, lying holes, and that hole different way develops, two eyes, two ears, one mouth, one rectum, one genital, one navel, in this. So, the spirit soul is covered by this matter. The first layer is called subtle, sukshma, mana buddhi ahankar, mind, intelligence and ego. Now, we are under the false ego. Exactly, if you have got a nice dress, you become very proud. That I have got this very nice, costly dress. But you are actually not the dress. That is misunderstood. If you have got a nice car, Rolls-Royce car, if you sit on it, you feel very proud. So, this misidentification is called Maya. The Bhagavad says that everyone is trying to be happy according to different layers of consciousness. One who is
one man is more than strong.
One man who is under bodily consciousness that I am this body, I am American, I am Indian, I am man, I am woman. This is bodily consciousness. He is trying to be happy in a different way. They are called Karmi. Another person who is little advanced, thinking that I am mind, intelligence, ego, taking part in nice philosophy, poetry, ideas, they are identifying with the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. But there are other persons who are far advanced. They are identifying with the soul and actually we are that. Unless we come to the platform of identifying ourselves with the spirit soul, our existence is impure. Therefore, in our Vedic literature, the idea is to understand his real constitutional position, which is called Atma-Gyan or Self-Realization. So, the authorities, they say, Parabhavastavat-Abodhujata. Abodhujata means everyone is born ignorant, fool. Anyone, even human, because he does not know what he is. He is under the bodily concept of life, just like animals. Therefore, he is called Abodhujata. Abodha means no knowledge. And jata means born. So, the Vedic literature indicates that a person born full, that's it, Abodha jata. If he born acting on that platform, that foolish platform, foolish platform means identifying oneself either with the body or with the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. So, very literature indicates parabhava. Parabhava means defeat. Everyone is trying to be victorious. Everyone is trying, working so hard day and night. Why? He has got some idea and he wants to become victorious. Either individually or sociologically or community-wise or nation-wise or international wise, they are trying to be victorious. There is the impetus to become situated on the highest platform. So therefore, everyone is trying, never mind in what status of life he is, everyone is trying to become victorious. But Bhagavad Vedic literature says that you are trying to be victorious, that is your life, that is your nature. But you are being defeated. Therefore, there is prostration. Either the Kurni, or the Jnani, or the Yogi, they are meeting with prostration. I shall let you know one very nice example. Our great leader in India, in a later day, he was so much disgusted because he wanted Hindu-Muslim unity. But the result was that Muslim partisan made a partisan and they took out the partisan. He wanted non-violence, but actually there are so many violence with the Hindu-Muslim riots during the last days of the British Empire. There was furious Hindu-Muslim riots all over India. So his philosophy of non-violence was frustrated. His philosophy of uniting the Hindus and Muslims, keep one India, that was also frustrated. So, we read in the papers that on the very day, morning, when he was killed, he was speaking to his secretary, "I am very much disgusted, I don't want to leave." And in the evening, he was killed. So, this is an example. Who can be better for me and sincere worker for the country, for the society? But he was trusted. You can take many examples in your European country, Hitler, Napoleon, they're all trusted. So, but everyone is trying to be very satisfied with the idea of his throne. As the process he has accepted, he can take it as dharma. Just like the naturalists, they are taking dharma as country's advancement. Vesa dharma. And somebody is manufacturing another dharma. Somebody is manufacturing another dharma. Dharma means occupation as duty. But Bhagavad says, Savai Punta Paro Dharma. That is first class dharma occupation. Jato Bhakti Radho Khaji. By this, you can advance in your love for God. That is first class. Everyone is advancing either for his love to the country or to the society or to the nation or to the humanity. There are different stages of dharma. But Bhagavad says that is first class occupation by which one can advance his love for God. Jato bhakti adhokhaja. Adhokhaja. Another name of God. Akhaja means experimental knowledge. And adha, adhakrita, where experimental knowledge cannot reach, that is God. We cannot understand God by our senses, by seeing, or by hearing, or by tasting, or by touching, or by going. No, that is not God. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Navabe Jayam Indriyas. You cannot perceive God or His holy name, Namadi. Because first of all, here, the name of God. Either you call Krishna, or you call Jehovah, or you call something else. So we hear, first of all, about God by the name in every religion. They have got a particular type of name. But by our deep senses, we cannot understand God even by hearing His name. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriya. This Indriya, this senses, therefore His name is Arhokhaja, where experimental knowledge of perception is. He is called Adhokhaja. But we have to render service to the Adhokhaja. Jatro bhakti Adhokhaja. Ahoituki. Ahoituki means without any motive. We go to church and temple with some motive for some material compensation. God give me this, God give me this, God give me that. But without more. If we execute our dharma, our occupational duty, for attainment of the highest perfection of life, love of God, then it should be done without any motive. Ahoituki, apratihata. If it is without any motive, then it will never be checked by any material condition. It is not that a poor man cannot realize God. Only the rich man can realize God. Neither it is that a rich man cannot realize God, only the poor man can. It is neither that a learned man can understand God by philosophical speculation. And illiterate man who has no knowledge, he cannot understand God. In other words, perception of God, realization of God, love of God is not dependent on any material condition. Ahoituki apratihata. If we can prosecute in that way our religious principles, that is first class. This is the definition of first class religion. The religion motive should be only realization of God, not any other. Just like according to Vedic law, the person in the lowest stage of life on the material platform, they are first of all induced to take to religion, dharma. And they are induced to take religion for material form, artha. Dharma, artha. Why artha, dharma, artha, kama? Kama means for sense gratification. We take to religion for some material profit. And why you want material profit? Because without material profit we cannot enjoy our senses. Dharma, artha, kama. And when we fail, when you become frustrated, because anyone who is on the material platform executing some type of religion with a motive, he will be frustrated. Just like one of my godbrothers said, Germany, during last World War, all men went to the active team for fighting. And their sister, their mother, their wife, they went to the church praying, please get our men, my father, my husband, or my brother, return peacefully, without being injured. But all of them, they died. So these omens become frustrated and later on they become atheists. There is no God. We pray so much for our husband, for our brother, that they did not come. So therefore, if we approach God with a motive, and if we are frustrated, then it is correct. Many men. Just like our in India, the policy, that the leader's policy is a thing that by too much attention to religion, our country is fallen. We must have economic development and get out all this religious sentiment. All they say that if you want economic development, why you are going to temple for strength, take to take the Lord? So, the danger is, as soon as we go approach God with a motive, and if you are frustrated, naturally, you will be frustrated, but you cannot make God as order supply. God is not order supply. The real religion is, we shall execute the order of God. That is it. Don't make God your order supply. God will give me this, God will give me this, and if God does not give you, why God will give you? You start war, and when there is dangerous position, you go to church, pray God, please give us victory. Or did you take sanction from God before declaring the war? That is our push. So, if we take, if we worship in that way, we'll be frustrated. Therefore, Bhagavad says that type of religion, which is executed simply to develop the dormant love of God. Everyone has got dormant love of God. That is natural, because we are all parts and parcels of God. Just like you are part and parcel of your parents. You have got some natural affection for parents, and the parents have got natural affection for the son. So similarly, we are part and parcel of God. Therefore our love for God is there in the heart, in everyone's heart. But artificially, we have checked it, blocked it. So our process could be how to develop that dormant love for God. That is actually our position. Otherwise, we shall never be happy. Bhagavad Savai Punsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adho Khaji Ahoy Kuti Aprati Hata Jayatma Samprasidati. That type of religious process or occupational duty, the religion is Jatma. The English meaning of religion as described in the dictionary, it is said that it is a kind of a faith. But according to Sanskrit etymology, the religion has a different meaning. Religion means which is your natural occupation. That is called it. Natural. And if we study and analyze our different occupational duties, you will find that the one common factor is there, which is rendering service to us. Every one of us. Either Hindu or Muslim or Christian, it doesn't matter. But everyone is engaged to render service to somebody else. Just try to understand. So our constitutional position is that we are rendering service to somebody superior. In a country, the president or the king or queen, he is also engaged in rendering service to the nation or to the public. Similarly, we are also engaged in rendering service to some office boss or to some government post. If you analyze very nicely, you will find that everyone is rendering some service to the superior. Our, this Bhagavad philosophy says that if you are rendering service to others, somebody superior, you render your service to God, the Supreme, then you will be happy. Otherwise, you will be frustrated. Everyone is rendering service to his family, to his nation, just like Mahatma Gandhi. He renders best service to the nation, but the result was frustration and he was killed. This is a first. So, you can render service to your society, to your family, to your nation, or to the international activities. But unless the center point is God, all such attempts will be frustrated. That is a fact. If you do not understand now, but if you meditate on it, you will see that, that is the actual fact. Suppose you are rendering service to family, to your family. And at the old age, if you ask your wife, your children, whether you are satisfied, I have rendered service throughout my whole life. Now, I don't think you will get any satisfactory reply. The children will say, Father, you have not done this thing for me. The wife will say, you have not done this for me. That's the fact. Because we are not serving. Our motive is sense enjoyment. I am serving a wife, or a wife is serving his husband. That neither the wife is serving the husband, neither the husband is serving wife, but everyone is serving his senses. When you go to some office, you are serving some boss. Actually, you are not serving that boss. You are serving your senses. Because the boss will pay you some money, and with that money, you will be able to gratify your senses. In this way, if you analyze, everyone is serving his senses. That is the material existence. And that is said in the Bhagavatam, that kamadunam kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesa. One devotee, he offering his prayer to the Supreme, that I have heard my kama krodha, lust, anger, greediness, so long. Kamadinan kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesa tesan mai na kuruna jata. But it seems lifelong I have served them, but they are not very much pleased upon me. You go on increasing your lusty desires, serving, but they will never be satisfied. The lusty desire will dictate that you go on serving like this, go on serving like this, go on serving like this. You cannot satisfy your lusty desire. Similarly, you cannot satisfy your greediness. Increase. So actually, the philosophy is that you cannot satisfy your senses even though you give lifelong service to them. Tisang kuruna na jata na srpa na shanti. There is no shanti. They are not pleased, and they are not very much, merciful. They will never say, though we have said so much. Now it is there, the same example, that Gandhi, he gave so much service. The country did not say, Mahatma Ji, you please return. Neither he returned. He wanted to be more service. The result was that you are killed. So, if we think all these matters little cool-headed, we can understand that we are rendering service to our wings, to the senses, but we are never satisfied. That cannot be. Therefore, at the end, dharma, akha, kam, moksha. First of all, people take to religion for some economic profit. And they want economic profit for sense gratification, dharma akvatama. And when they are dissatisfied or frustrated in the process of sense gratification, they want moksha. Moksha means liberation or become one with it. That is called moksha. The Nirvana philosophy, Buddhist philosophy, and this material existence, this matter, this combination of matter, that there is nothing. Buddha philosophy is that we have got this body, combination of material elements, gross and subtle, therefore, there is feelings of pain and pleasure. And if you dismantle this, let the earth go to the earth, let the water go to the water, because this is a combination of earth, water, fire, air. So we dismantle it and distribute it. Then there is no body and there is no feelings of pain and pleasure. That is Nibbana. But the Vedanta philosophy says that this is external. This material body is external. Jagat, material, mithya, this combination is for a time being. But there is soul, Brahma, Brahma Tattva, Jagat Mithya. They are after Brahma. The person who is trying to make this existence void, they are called voidis. Voidis means sunnavat, make everything zero. There are many philosophers. They write volumes of books to prove everything zero. That is called sunnavat. And there are other philosophers. They say that there is Brahma, the absolute truth, but he is imperfect. He is not a person. These two classes of philosophy going on, very prominent at the present moment. So here, our students, we are singing, Nidvishesa Sunnabhadi Paschato Dhesatari. There are two classes of philosophers. Nidvishesa, impersonalist, and the void. The whole Western world is full of all these philosophers. Now, you are giving something which is beyond his impersonal idea and voice. So, try to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. This impersonalist philosophy or the Vaidic philosophy will not give you any solace after being frustrated. Everyone is frustrated, but they are trying to take some solace from certain type of philosophy. But yes, Srimad Bhagavat says that you can be pleased, you can be satisfied when you know the personal teacher of the Absolute Truth and you render service unto him, then you will be satisfied. Otherwise not. Jaya Atma Suprasidati. You cannot render service to anyone in the void or something impersonal. You cannot love something. You do not love a sky. A sky is very big. But you love a small child. Why? Why not the sky? Why don't you render your service and love the sky? It is very big. But why you are rendering service to a child? The child is passing school immediately, you take care of it and doing the work of the sweeper and he's crying, he's taking care of what? Why not start the gig? No. You cannot have affection without person. That is the main part. You cannot love this child, but you can love a small child because it is person. Similarly, if you want to love God, you cannot love God in His impersonal teacher. Neither you can love God in His other teacher. You have to love God as He is. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Maya Tatamadam Sarvam Abhaktam Nuttina. I am praised everywhere. Abhakta, impersonal, non-manifested form. Maya tatavidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. Masani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on me. Naham sisu avasthita. But I am not there. So, this philosophy is very interesting. If you want to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy, we have got many books. I am talking with only one book, only one or two lines. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you study scrutinizingly, word to word, Srimad Bhagavatam, you will get philosophical understanding of the Absolute Truth in detail. Srimad Bhagavatam Avalam Puranam Vidya Bhagavatavati. Your learning will be tested if you can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. There are 18,000 verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Each line, each word is so much impregnated with thought that you can think over them lifelong. But the result will be that you will become God conscious, Krishna conscious. And you will know more and more about God. Simply knowing God is great is not sufficient. It is very good to accept God. Devotees, they do not accept God. But anyone who is accepting God, he is described as very fortunate. So, not only accept God, but also inquire more and more about God. If you cannot think of God immediately, the Bhagavad Gita gives you direction how you can realize God step by step. Just as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Bhaktu Kaunteya. My dear Arjuna, I am the taste of the water. Now you are drinking water every day, many times, and quench your thirst. If you think, meditate on the water only, the Krishna says, I am the taste of the water, you become a great philosopher and lover of God. Simply by tasting water, you do not require to see Krishna. You just think over the matter which you are using daily. You come to Krishna Lord. Why Krishna says that I am the taste of the water? Another place he says that, Prabhasmi Sashi Surya, I am the sunshine. And the moonshine. Then you think about how Krishna becomes sunshine. If you have philosophical mind, you find Krishna. Now sunshine, everyone knows, everyone sees. So what is the sunshine? The effulgence of the sun glow. Now, whether the sun glow is important, but the sunshine is important. You can think of it. You will find the sun globe is important. Because the sunshine is emanating from the sun globe. Then, what is more important than the sun globe? If you have power to penetrate still further within the sun globe, you will find there is a God, a demigod, whose name is Vivasyan, and he is the Supreme Personality in the Sam Kuo. This is one of the suns, but there are millions and trillions of suns. The science also accepts it. Not only one sun. They just imagine who manufactured all these suns. You go further. A Krishna says, Aham. Matta sarvam pravartate, aham sarvasya prabhava. So in this way, if you are actually, philosophically inclined, you can find out Krishna by studying Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna consciousness movement is to educate people, to awaken to Krishna consciousness, as it is said, Jayatma Samprasidati, by awakening Krishna consciousness, he will be happy, his body will be happy, his mind will be happy, and his soul he will be happy. And for example, you can see, example is better than precept. We have started this movement only for the 4 or 5 years, and we are getting the flowers of every country, young boys and girls, they are coming to Krishna consciousness. So, do not think that this movement is a bogus movement or a sentimental movement. We have got solid philosophy behind this movement. If you are able to study some part, that is our request. So, thank you very much for giving us so much time. But I request you to understand this movement and be happy. Thank you.